I need to get the last album up in front of me, but I have it now. It is Super Organism's Worldwide Pop, 40 songs, 13 minutes long. I'm going to do that over again. It's like, that was funny. Okay. Super Organism's Worldwide Pop, 40... Fuck!
I got you.
No. Last one. I got it. Super Organism's Worldwide Pop, 13 songs, 40 minutes long.
First try.
One take, Dan. That's what we call me in the biz. Hello, humans, and welcome to Audio Face, an irreverent podcast about this music news and music culture that mostly matters this music news. This music culture. I'm Dan.
I'm Sean. It's been a while since we had to fuck up on this intro.
It's an iteration that I'm probably never going to use again. That's what the problem is.
I mean, it doesn't beat me introducing myself as Dan, though, so that's still top tier.
We've both done that where we introduced each other as, like, I am Sean. Like, that was just a complete... That was really fun. But we have three... albums on here. In fact, this is an Audio Face classic here. Funk Wave Bounces Volume 2 by Calvin Harris.
Yeah, that's right. Volume 1 was the first year of Audio Face.
Volume 1 was like the first month of Audio Face, dude. Like, that was a very early
episode.
Is it
really that early?
Because Funk Wave Bounces would have come out in June 2017. And, you know, that's essentially where... Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have Intros, Outros, and Interludes by Domo Genesis, and then Worldwide Pop by Super Organism. We have some singles. Twin Flame by K Trinata, Ricochet by Preoccupations, and Free Yourself by Jesse Ware, which we'll be getting to in just a moment. And in the members portion, because I always forget to plug the members portion at the beginning, we'll be having some Beyonce rollout fallout, because this wasn't the smoothest album rollout for Beyonce. We'll talk about it more. A story we missed last week about speaking of Audio Face Classic, a recurring segment that we like to do, just like a badge we give people. And yeah, a couple little updates here, and of course, a little bit of Guy Fieri, because why not? That's in the members portion, join.syndicate23.co to become a member and support what we're doing on Audio Face. But yeah, the first song is Twin Flame by K Trinata featuring Anderson .Paak. Quite the mix. And that's going to be kind of a theme here of like very interesting musical mixes here.
Yeah, that is definitely the theme of that. Twin Flame. I'm banging at the gate of the castle. I thought that you were pulling my handle. I'm marching up the steps like an asshole. The elevator broke, so I have to. You're saying I can smoke in the bathroom. I never seen you having an afro. You wonder if I have any magnums. I wonder if that ass is plastic or not. Now that I got a handful, never taking the clothes off of anything that fast. Hey, when your mood is that dead right. I really like it. It's like, it's a really cool, fun produced track. You got, you know, definitely. If you can imagine what a K Trinata Anderson .Paak sounds like, just imagine that, and that's what Twin Flame sounds like. It's got funk, it's got a little bit of house, it's got Anderson .Paak's vocals, it's got a typical K Trinata production. It's very good. I like that mix a lot from them, and I think like I would like them to contribute a little bit more here and there. So this is a good track.
Yeah, this could be a one-off. This could be part of like a larger, even if it's like a... Please don't spoil me with an album. A K Trinata Anderson .Paak joint in 2022 would be the icing on the cake. I would be happy with a drop. I'd be happy with like a, you know, little short little EP with like three or four more songs like this. But this is one of those sessions. I'd hope there's a couple more of these sessions out there. Yeah, it's a great description. It is what you would most wish for if K Trinata and Anderson .Paak made a song together. All of the best elements of all of each artist working together, not overpowering. Great track. I'd say maybe if anything, Anderson .Paak's like vocals are a little bit slower on the hit, but like sometimes I feel like a little bit not right on the beat, but like I can sort of live with that. Anderson .Paak has proven himself vocally, lyrically, and also in multi-genres. Even though I'm not a big fan of Bruno Mars. Anyways, Ricochet by Preoccupations. Yeah, what did you think about this?
I like it. They're selling t-shirts at this crucifixion. We don't have to go to small currency. It's an odyssey of obscenity. Ricochet and decay. Stand back and leave with broken eyes. I get these
Their 2018 album was one of my favorite rock albums we've ever reviewed on Audioface. Album I go back to all the time. And with that, I was excited when I heard that they're releasing a new album later this year. And the single is definitely like tried and true preoccupations. It's a little bit faster than some of the stuff you heard on New Material. This New Material was very slow throughout most of it. The Ricochet, you could hear it's still like tried and true preoccupations, but it's decent effort. So nice long rock song. I hope to see a little bit more experimentation and stuff throughout the rest of their record, but we'll see what happens when they release it. I think it's September, I'd like to say.
Yeah. I really like how the song builds and then past like the 3-minute mark goes into this really like nice controlled chaos of a second half. Like, I'm not talking chaos rock like our Black Midi or old Black Country New World, so to speak, but like it's just a really good sort of alternative music build that definitely makes me excited for their project coming up in September. Speaking of alternative projects that are coming up soon that we're excited about, I just do also want to plug that we are going to be doing our Muse bonus also for Syndicate 23 mm-hmm. members first. We did do a Muse bonus, but it's definitely time we do another one because we've been doing this for a long time now. Also, Sean wasn't even on that original bonus episode because he was traveling. So we got to do this right. Members will get it first, and then we'll release it to the general public, the lead up of a Muse record that will be coming out later this month. But it's a really good time for alternative music all around, and mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see a lot of it. And lastly, we have Free Yourself by Jesse Ware. This is great. Fantastic.
You know that Lady Gaga video where she goes like phenomenal, beautiful, just all of the just amazing adjectives that you can throw into a track? That's what you're giving for yourself. It's just that.
Yeah, it has a wonderful house dancey beat, but it's very upbeat as well because the drums in the background mm-hmm. is just a classic Jesse Ware kind of thing. I just love this too much. I have it's not that I don't have a lot to say about this, but like it's so good. I like it so much that I just feel like as the song stands on its own in this case, it's just a great track on all cylinders. Yeah, that Lady Gaga, phenomenal, fantastic, one of a kind, the best, tremendous. Please listen to it as you can on our Untitled 2022 AF playlist that you should check out. It's in the description of this video or the description of the podcast, whichever one you're watching or listening to. And like we said, there are many benefits to becoming a Syndicate 23 member, including getting content early, including getting weekly bonus content from Audioface. So join.syndicate23.co. We help support all the cool things we're doing, like Power Report, which just had its 2-year anniversary special. Kind of 2-year anniversary. It's 2 years since we rebranded the show Power Report, but we talked about a lot of the lore with Sean, Bam, Caesar, all those other different things on the stream. My power went out halfway through. It was kind of funny.
That was great. That was great.
You should have seen it from my end. I was like, oh, Caesar, you're muted. And then my screens went out, and I was like, oh.
And we're just like, did Anders leave? We held down the fort.
I mean, you weren't on stream because the entire stream was running through my computer. But like, it would have worked out. Join us at join.syndicate23.co. So my computer is not the only contingency for the network. Anyways. Other things. Yes. Thank you, Peter. This episode was mastered by Peter Stone. Go to @PJSMixedIt on Insta for all of your audio production needs. So thank you, Peter, for that. Hashtag thank you, Peter. And I am really, really excited for the mix of albums this week. It was kind of a light week, but ultimately I think we got to, you know, do the gamut of Audioface. We got to cover a lot of really interesting things. The first of which being Funk Wave Bounces by Calvin Harris. It's 14 songs long, 44 minutes long. And this is obviously volume 2 of Calvin Harris's Funk Wave Bounces project. that he has released actually in 2017. It's funny enough, that project we were talking about earlier in the podcast was released basically a month after Audioface came out. And so it was something we reviewed really early on. And what I remember from that review, even though it was like 5 years ago and I didn't like pre-listen to it beforehand, before this, doing this review, is that we really, really, really liked it. It was like, oh, this podcast might be very fun some weeks, because Calvin Harris is really known for doing electronic music. Sometimes, you know, it's not everyone's cup of tea, especially like the modern EDM kind of stuff. But Funk Wave Bounces Volume 2 was kind of... Volume 1 was self-explanatory in the title, so to speak. It was, yeah, just Funk Wave Bounces. It had Calvin Harris doing some production, a star-studded row of collaborators, and it all sounded really groovy, really nice. It had that dance thing, but it was like a little bit slowed down, but by no means lacking in energy, lacking in production quality, in some ways higher production quality than other things from you expect from Calvin Harris. But that was just sort of a side project, a one-off. We wanted a volume two back then, and 5 years later, if you just wish upon a star, be patient, and do 200 episodes, you will get it. So Funk Wave Bounces Volume 2 is very, very good. Ghost producer Kyle was joking that there should be a hot take that this is the best rap album of the year. I think it's very funny. I kind of want to go with it. After multiple listens and a sober review, I can definitely say no. But it is a quality project and it sounds very nice. And it has certain moments with a lot of artists I don't want to like, but I end up liking the songs.
Hearing 21 Savage be basically Snoop Dogg on the first track is hilarious.
Never wore a suit. Rap niggas come around, Savage is spook. Fuck my best partner, make a bitch drop. Never sold drugs, nigga, I'm a robber. Little bitch bother, hit dog holler. Hit my first dick, went and bought a money collar. Gucci garments, could smell like armpits. You domestic, all I ride is foreign shit. Sipping high tech, and I got a high tech. I got new money, it ain't even out yet. You went by the plane.
That was another moment. So we talked in new singles this week about certain times when Anderson .Paak was like missing the beat, so to speak. Some like 21 Savage will need to get his feet wet a little bit more in dance tracks, because I felt like certain parts he was going a little bit too Slaughter Gang when we needed a little more like house music. And
a little house gain.
Yeah, but it more or less works. It more or less executes. I'm glad it's the first song. I kind of like get it out of the way, so to speak. Not that it's bad, but I think that was the one that would have been like the weirdest one to sell me on. And if you had put it anywhere else in the album, it would have interrupted what would have been like a pretty great run. So I like that. But
it's a perfect placement for it, because it's just weird, and it, you know, encapsulizes Funk Wave Bounces Volume 2. Like, that is, you want some weird, fun, funky groove bits? Here you go.
Yeah, and you also do want to believe that, like, you know, 21 Savage, and we've talked about this, he has his character and his personality, but he also has depth as an artist and a rapper. He's very funny. He has a lot of like dry humor and comedy that he does as well. And so you almost have to think that this is kind of a tongue-in-cheek project or rendition as well. Like, it, you know, it's fun, it's different, it's like has that spirit of like a true mixtape, so to speak. Like, hey, this isn't supposed to be like a thing, this is a side project, I'm just having fun here collaborating. And you definitely get that with songs like that. But yeah, the rest of the album is very, very good. Like, after that, you have Potion with Dua Lipa and Young Thug. Both Dua Lipa and Young Thug have proven themselves to be good at collaborating with artists outside of their genre. So it's no surprise there that that's kind of working out there. But you have a lot of collaborations that I was pretty impressed with. Like, even the next one, Woman of the Year, Stefflon Don, Coi Leray, Chloe. Really impressive. They all get kind of the best parts of themselves, and especially vocally and what they're doing or lyrically. And Calvin Harris is holding it down. He's really showing his production talent, not just being a DJ, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear him branch out like this and take his time on that record. You know, 5 years between Volume 1 and Volume 2 is a long-ass time. There's a lot has happened in EDM, a lot has happened in the music industry in general, from 2017 to 2022, and a lot of this with these artists too. And I think all of the collaborations, all of the features actually are pretty good on the tracks. I feel like even though some of them are really random and out of left field, like 21, for example, Busta Rhymes. Like, you have Sway Lee on here. It's just like random artists. More on Sway Lee in a minute.
Yeah, more on those later.
More on those later. But even though, like, they are all very different artists, you have Justin Timberlake, Halsey, Snoop Dogg, Sklickety Sklack, Black with a Six. I will always call him Sklickety Sklack. Audio Face, old heads know. But they all go well together. All of the tracks are produced so well. I think that's a testament to Calvin Harris as a producer and as an artist in general, that he's able to combine all these different voices from just a thousand different genres all across the music spectrum and can combine them into a record, into a funk, bounce, EDM, fun record, and make it cohesive and make it good throughout top to bottom. That's very difficult to do because you have so many different voices, so many different things. And you hear that like in volume one, but if you look in volume two, there's even more depth. There's even more broad range on the spectrum of artists. And it's impressive to hear that. And there are artists in here that I really don't like that much, but I think do very well in their features. So something like Dua Lipa and Young Thug, two artists I'm not particularly fond of in Potion. They did very, very well. Busta Rhymes, I don't really care for Busta Rhymes' work most of the time. Actually thought he was fine.
I thought Ready or Not was a very, very fun song. I think Busta Rhymes, like, conversely to 21 Savage, flows too smoothly in the house music.
One for tonight and beyond. We toast and then we cheers. All your girls are here. Something ain't right if you're...
Like, not too smooth as in, like, it's a problem. It's, like, very, very good. Like, very, like, oh, damn, Busta Rhymes, this ain't your first time doing this, is it? Like, that was actually, like, one of my favorites from this. And, it was one of those moments where I'm like, wow, the rappers in this are really going off, the traditional rappers. Like, I won't, like, highlight this in the edit, but I'm, you know, Snoop Dogg is fine to have on a record. It's very neutral to me. Latto, I can kind of, like, go with or without, even though, like, she's blown up in ways I wasn't totally, well, I saw some, like, industry plant sort of things here, but, like, that's another thing for another maybe members video. But, I thought Live My Best Life with Snoop Dogg and Latto was a really good mix with both of them together. So you get, I think, really thoughtful combinations, which on these star effort kind of projects, so to speak, sometimes you get situations where you have artists that are just thrown there. They don't seem like they mix or work together. It's like, hey, you're going to be on this track, and then this guy's going to be on this track. You want to know why? Because we the best music. Like, it's we're thankfully not. This is much more thoughtfully produced than that. Stay With Me, the Justin Timberlake, Halsey, Pharrell Williams track in the middle.
Great track.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I love the little part two tale at the end. Really thoughtful production by, I assume, Calvin Harris and Pharrell Williams in there. And, you know, Timberlake and Halsey have that skill and talent too. So I'm sure they had a little bit of their DNA mixed in that track as well, production wise. But it's a really, really good highlight. Right after that, you get like Georgia Smith and Lil Durk. I mean, I almost kind of want to switch, like, let's get the Georgia Smith and Slack track on. That would be pretty amazing, but we get all close to there. But now we're rounding out to the end of the album, which means we have to touch on song 13, Lean On Me with Shway Lee. It's real mediocre.
Lean on me, but keep it chill. Gotta get to the check, it's my calling. Smashing you is hard without falling. Like a dolphin, dashing from the bank, money following. Maybe there'll come a day when we can all win. Diamonds on my bitch, cause she's falling.
Yeah, it's the only track on this album that I feel like was eh.
What's eh supposed to mean?
I don't know. Eh.
No, I fully agree with you. Like, there were certain things that felt a little bit awkward in this track. And I will, on this album, I will say that, like, New Money is one of those awkward, but it might grow on me kind of moments. But there are also moments to make up for that, like all of the other songs that combine things I wasn't expecting to work well that do. And even tracks, like I said, like the Snoop Dogg Latto bit, the Busta Rhymes bit. Shuai Lee just seems like the... And again, I just mentioned Busta Rhymes, and I'm going to hold my own saying this, and I stand by it. Shuai Lee is the most irrelevant artist on here. And yes, that's including Busta Rhymes. And I'm not even going to mention like some of the other like newcomers on here, but Shuai Lee's sound is very, you know, 5-10 years ago. And I think maybe Calvin Harris.
He sounds like he does on that French Montana track in 2017. What was that called? Unforgettable. Mm. Yeah. Ironically titled Unforgettable.
Wow. Awkward.
Yeah, super awkward. It's the vocals reminded me so much of that. And I'm like, there's no progression and stuff. I mean, and you get that a lot with Shuai Lee anyways.
Yeah, it feels really remarkably phoned in. And... you know, when other artists are giving it their all, when other artists are like really bringing their best, I feel like Shuai Lee is really bringing his messed. So that just seemed like a, I don't know, we could have B-sided that. I don't know, maybe Calvin Harris and him have some kind of friendship. I don't know, reverse double free threesome, Jimmy, for the audio face old heads. Cha-cha real smooth. But
reverse inverse anti-derivative threesome, Jimmy. I will never forget that. Free Slave Jimmy. No, Lock Slave Jimmy up. Free Slave Jimmy? What?
We're referring, of course, to the fact that we saw, especially after Shrem Life 3, in Ray Shremmer, the two members, Shuai Lee and Slim Jimmy. Shuai Lee was starting to get more features, have the bigger career, while Slim Jimmy just seemed to sort of like be fizzling out a little bit. He apparently had some weird situation had with his partner at the time that seemed to be bad, but then that charges were dropped and it seemed to be like, I don't remember the exact details of it, so I don't want to like get it wrong here, but it ended up being like not the case. You're like, reverse double free, backwards inverse derivative free Slim Jimmy? It was so funny. But anyways, this is a good album, faults and all. You can skip through the faults, of course. It's not like a no skips kind of thing, but it is really solid, I would say. And there are songs in here, there are features in here that I think will open people up to, if you make it through the full thing or like most of the thing that we recommend, this will open you up to some newer artists or some different artists you weren't used to, which may like branch out your musical understanding. The sound is really good. It's really tight and well done. I don't know if it's like that progress, so to speak, from volume one, but definitely doesn't feel like volume. I mean, it is literally volume one, part two, but it does feel like a progression. It does feel like there is, like Sean was saying, 5 years of musical knowledge wrapped into that. Yeah, I think it's pretty solid. I'm pretty impressed with it. We love our house music summer that we're getting. More of it, please.
Exactly. You and me too.
Yes. Arbitrary scale this week, which I'm through there on the fly, is going to be pizza chains. Because I don't know if we've done that in a while. And you know what? We'll do pizza chains and brands. So if you want to include It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno, absolutely can.
Ooh, all right. I like it.
I'll do this though. Has to be a chain or brand. It can't be local.
Oh no, we're not giving out the sacred Deli News. Like that is reserved for like 5 albums ever.
Yeah, we can do regionals though. And in fact, I'm gonna give this Lou Malnati's pizza, the regional Chicago deep dish pizza.
Like it. Damn, that's a good one. I'm going to give this a solid California Pizza Kitchen.
Okay. I'll be honest. California Pizza Kitchen sucks. I don't like it, but like, okay.
Sometimes when, you know, everybody else is closed, you got to go to CPK to get your pizza fix, you know?
Hey, when everybody else is closed, I'll go to N-Word John's before I go to California Pizza Kitchen.
I hate Papa John's. Papa John's is an awful pizza.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like it's Papa like John's. It's terrible.
Disgusting.
But they did get early on that garlic dip sauce. So,
but it's whatever it is, as long as it's not fucking Little Caesars, we're good.
Of course I don't eat that shit.
That might be the worst I've ever had in my life.
That's totally fair. There's some frozen pizzas that I've had that were worse than Little Caesars, but like just marginal.
Mm.
Anyways, next album review. We have Intros, Outros, and Interludes by Domo Genesis. 11 songs, 26 minutes long. And, Odd Future, the Odd Future sort of like collective and group has been a thing for more than a decade now. And of course, Tyler, the Creator, is probably the most storied success out of that. But we have to give our flowers to Sid from the internet. You have to give our flowers to Earl Sweatshirt. You have to give your flowers to a lot of the other ones. So I think Vince Staples is always assumed as being around Odd Future. He wasn't, but he definitely comes up from that era and that collective, even though apparently he and Tyler had beef during that time. But it's really, there are some equivalents or some similar things that are like, you know, YSL or 1017 or all those other different like groups here or there. But I really don't feel like the mainstream staying power and the longevity of Odd Future has like actually like baffled me, because originally they were like, you know, Loiter Squad idiots. But it started to become like a Wu-Tang kind of thing, like a Tribe kind of thing. Like it was this rap collective that then became this whole project. And, you know, maybe 30 years from now, when I'm not going to wish that on any of them, they do a comeback album as Odd Future together. But I decided to not be that saucy this close into the review. Anyways, Domo Genesis is one of those artists who's been steadily working out there. He's been on some singles. He's been on some albums. And Genesis, his project in 2016, was a really kind of like big coming out there, like almost like a, hey, I'm still here kind of thing. But also showing off his Domo Genesis's like prowess and what he has learned and grown in rap music. Intros, Outros, and Interludes is Domo's some rap songs. it's Domo's like sick, sort of like, so to speak. And that's not to say that he's like doing an Earl Sweatshirt pivot, but I mean like,
no,
this
not
is
at all.
And like I don't want to like start some like fake beef about like, oh, he's one's copying the other or whatever. No, but like this is a thing you do in rap music where you just like go hardcore lyrical, go hardcore old school, start dropping some beats without drum loops in them, and just like do some like thick layered bar spitting. And you get that in here. And I was like giggling with glee with the first two tracks, because like I didn't really know what to expect when I was like, shit, like, you know, kind of slow week this week. Sure, let's do Domo Genesis, and then like the other thing we have on here has been bubbled for a while. I was like, I didn't really know what to expect. A lot of rap, sometimes I hear it, I'm like, ah, shit, here we go again. But no, yeah. Like, don't believe half skeletons. Like, it's just that
beautiful opening tracks.
Thick skeletons, especially, I think I'll focus on just that, like, beautiful, like, rappers rap.
Tough battle for the best soldier. I'm guessing this is what it took to expose him. I admit I'm not the best knowing. Caving in, I felt my chest closing. I made a mess and needs the consequences. Evidently, I am not senseless. Every verse is me venting, and every curse is truly worth lifting. When I'm immersed in what I heard.
like, this is that Grey Poupon rap right here. This is the really just like high quality shit.
For me, it was in the middle of the record where Stay One More Day. I love tracks like that. That's just, the production is very simple. They have a really cool sample that they get.
I'm offended. The main designer's image. The phoenix rise blazing from the ashes of my spliff. It don't matter who brought drama to the table. I'ma end it. I pitch problems with the top spin off. My pen really from my optic, dog. That's what the block been off. It ain't debated how
it's
I got this.
Very little other than just that one sample going on and beautiful flow. Just, I love that track. I've been listening to that shit on repeat the past day and a half. Really, really like it. I'm impressed with this record, top to bottom. I agree with the Odd Future crew. I really didn't like them for a long time, you know, in the tens and whatnot. And then I feel like as they've matured throughout the years, as they've gotten comfortable in their own skins, comfortable as to themselves as artists, they've really branched out and started to make some damn good music the past 5 years, I would say. And they're doing some good stuff. And I think Domo Genesis is another one that's just, boom, out there with this record that now this, you know, the sky's the limit. They could do so much. They can make so many different pivots. They could do so many different things with this. I really like this because I love simple production, because It makes you rely onto your vocals. It makes you rely onto your flows, onto your lyricism. And there's a lot that goes into that. And if you can nail it like this, then there's so much more you can do. If you like put full production into it too, if you can, you know, get all of, like, example, Campfire, this right after Same One More Day in the middle of the record. You have this really cool old school beat. It reminds me of Nehruvian doing that actually.
Mm-hmm. I am the fire, nigga. Fuck who you make rivalries with. Just like the internet, clicking past your privacy script. Check the intellect, niggas out they mind is legit. It must be wicked trying to see this eye to eye with the sick. Nigga, the most ferocious, and I flow the dopest. Pockets bulging, hope green notes until my clothing broken. Nigga bombing like Booker when he scolded Hogan. The black cat disappearing like Hocus Pocus.
And with that, you can get a lot of these cool themes. And then if you get different production ideas from like EDM artists or whomever, you can make some brilliant work just going off of how this album sounds. So yeah, I'm impressed with it. I really like it.
Same. I really, really needed this. Just some like chill. I will give this credit over the Earl Sweatshirt record that we reviewed earlier this year, which I have nothing but love for. We did in a members bonus episode exactly how much love I have for that album, but yeah. it's a little bit unhealthy. But I like that this record isn't as out there. Like, I feel like if you are understanding of rap music and you understand some of the old school stuff, like, you will sink your teeth into this and feel like right at home. I think Earl Sweatshirt takes like a real appreciation of rap and a real also appreciation of like avant-garde kind of beats and sounds and different things in order to like really, really ride with it. And again, it has that kind of quality of like, I don't know if I can play this publicly because it's very, very weird. I think Domo Genesis is a little bit better. It's definitely not going to be like this, like, oh, I mean, this particular album, I mean, intros, outros, interludes, because, like, he's appeared on a bunch of other different things. He was just recently on Call Me If You Get Lost, so, like, that shit's getting a lot of plays. But, like, I feel like this record, more so than Sick, is, you know, approachable in that way, and I think that's a quality that it has. But I think both of them are, like, on the same level of quality overall when it comes to how good I feel coming out of this record, and I think it's also the perfect amount of time as well. Not too long, not too short, has these really nice, I think I can really listen to this and start to pick out a narrative or pick out like a logic behind the song choice, because it works really well. But like it also moves so fast, you can just like have it playing on the background, almost like not forget about it in a bad way, but like it hits you, it flows, you're writing the whole thing, not as a collection of songs, but like as a 25-minute experience. That's what I mean by that. And then that's really good. That means you did a really cohesive thing, a lot with a little. That's why we have drops on Audio Face, because it's like you have to, this small unit of music has more quality and more thought than an EP. Not quite an album, but like you still have to give it its flowers.
Even an album.
Arbitrary scale this week, pizza chains and brands or brands at Americana. At brands.
This is Red Baron frozen pizza brand.
This
they got some damn good flatbreads.
I'm gonna give this the Pieology.
Pieology, that's a good one.
Yeah, the build your own kind of pizza.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you can make one of the classics. You can make one of your frou-frou California Pizza Kitchen pizzas with like no sauce and nothing but lettuce. You can do whatever you want to with that, and you can't really make a deep dish, we'll be real, but you know, no one can make a deep dish except for Detroit. Anyways, all the Chicago listeners on the podcast were like, yeah, I like this dish. Pause this motherfucker right now. I did that as a joke. I'm just kidding. Just want to make sure y'all are still listening. Anyways, Super Organisms Worldwide Pop, 13 songs, 40 minutes long.
First try.
One take, Dan. That's what we call me in the biz. Super Organism are a very interesting band. I called them out in a music recommendations episode way back in
2018, because their self-titled was in 2018, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it could have been possible that I recommended them the year afterwards. But I liked their sort of randomness, it's sort of like whimsical nature, it's sort of fun. It reminded me of if not necessarily the sound of early Gorillaz, the spirit behind early Gorillaz. Not necessarily like a whole like animated band or an animated project kind of thing, but like you're playing with a lot of genres in order to like maximize how, you know, there are certain like early Gorilla songs that sound like very spooky, but then there are also very like early Gorilla songs like Rehash that sound just like very like very happy and like you know, like 19-2000 even, that sound almost like whimsical compared to the C-word island that we're at now in the Gorillaz lore. So like I appreciate that about Supreme Organism. And in Worldwide Pop, you have a project with a lot of collaborators, also featuring Chai from the Gorillaz lore. Super Gorillaz. And
Super Gorillaz.
And a bunch of other just different interesting tracks here. Definitely songs like, there's a motif playing through this, which is that similar randomness and whimsy of not glitchiness that like bleeds into the sound of the album, but like certain songs be playing like Black Hole Baby, and then it'll just like end with like a TV track, and then it'll sort of like warp and go into a weird thing, and then the song will continue. So yeah, there's that glitchiness and chaos that acts as a motif, but the record is sort of, I guess Worldwide Pop is a good way to start at it. I think Worldwide Pop, I'd really consider like the Avalanche's first record, but it's a good name for it because it has a lot of different elements that's taking from a lot of different parts of the world. It's generally kind of like a whimsical, happy, if a little bit sort of like twisted undertone pop music.
Yeah, I mean, it's glitchy, it's different. There's a lot of different sounds you get through this record, but as like a concept record, it's actually pretty cool in the way it is because it pulls from a lot of different areas too. Obviously not just US stuff, but all over the world, because you get a lot of different influences from indie, from Europe, from the Asias, and here and all that. So it's cool to hear that, and to make it cohesive in the way that they did is actually, again, it's impressive to do that because, like, example, in the middle of the record, Solar System and Into the Sun, two tracks that like I can tell what they're trying to do with it.
Gaze into the darkness of endless space. Time curves and twirls, shattering one's ego. Changing is forever.
Hey, that's pretty good.
The influences that they have, they could easily make it chaotic to the point where it's like unlistenable, but they make it to where it's just that nice level of experimental pop, experimental indie pop, to where it's listenable and enjoyable, and both those tracks go together. And there's a lot going on in there too. Like, you have a lot of features on both those tracks, but they all go well.
Yes or no? I've got too many secrets.
And the tracks of flow, and it stays within the album, within the constraints of the album. So it's impressive to hear that. I like it. It took me about two listens to really get into it. But I like some of the stuff that they did. Example, like Put Down Your Phone, I think is a cool like pop track in a way. Like, it influences like with some neo-pop stuff with some slower down stuff in there. And it's a great placement because you have Solar System to the Sun, which are crazy tracks. And then you can slow it down a little bit and then kind of bring it back up by the way that that song interludes into Crushed.Zip. Love that name. And yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of cool sounds. There's a lot of cool things. And I think that with a group that is this big and it has so many features, they did very well with it. And I'm excited to hear kind of what direction indie pop goes and to hear more people try to experiment like this and to pull from different genres and pull from different influences, not just within the square of the US and related countries, but to pull from a bunch of different influences and stuff to get some different ideas. And I like that because the genre needs it. We need albums like this to really push the boundaries and everything. So
yeah,
it's fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked the penultimate song on the record, Don't Let the Colony Collapse, because I love making things just sound terrifying. That's what I do in my life. But good morning, bad news. I think it's a really good sort of like wrapping up the album pop track that, you know, includes a lot of the experimentation, but again, in a very palatable way, kind of like what I was talking about with earlier records in this review this week. And I think it ties it all together. But that's not to say, like, we mentioned a lot of the tracks in the latter part of the album. The first part's really good as well. I think On and On, just after Worldwide Pop in the beginning, also does a really good job of incorporating pop from a lot of different places. Like, I saw elements of like K-pop and J-pop in addition to like European pop in there. Like, but like, it's done in an indie kind of way. Indie being like, okay, we're going to take all these things, make it our own as a band, but also not be afraid to be a little bit weird with it. But of course, modern indie is such a different thing. Like, it's basically taken over a significant portion of pop music. If pop music is not very disco-y, funk, electronic sounding in that regard, especially house, as we've heard as of late, then it's very indie sounding. It's very like bedroom pop or, you know, like TikTok pop kind of sounding. So it's important now more than ever that we have artists and bands and groups like Superorganism who are pushing the boundaries a little bit, because otherwise these genres become stale. And especially as I think this could be a really interesting decade for international music breaking into, as you're alluding to, the United States cinematic universe. It'd be really nice if we can start to get those subgenres within cultures, because obviously like J-pop and K-pop are not the only genres within Japan and Korea respectively. They have their own forms of indie and rock and rap, which goes very hard. Mm-hmm. So like, to see more cross collaboration of that across oceans and borders, that's great stuff. That's the stuff I really want to sink my teeth into over the next couple, you know, episodes we keep doing this.
Yes, you and me both. This year is damn good. Yeah. Dude, all I'm telling you is the award show is going to be so fucking hard.
Yeah, we're going to actually...
absurd.
One of our break weeks coming up, I love when we do it like live planning, but one of our break weeks coming up, we're going to have to actually do work. We just like won't do a podcast, but we're going to have to sit down and get the doc up to date for the award show, because...
seriously.
Okay.
Just music alone, it's absurd, and it's only gonna get better / worse.
I mean, we have enough mugshot awards to do an Audio Face Deluxe Edition where part two is just that part of the show.
Oh, I can't wait for the mugshot.
Brackets are definitely returning for that.
Oh, 100% the bracket board, the infamous bracket board with Legally Redacted,
Arbitrary Scale, Pizza Chains, and Brands. I'm going to give this... you know, one of those like Pyology pizzas would have been really good for this, but in California Pizza Kitchen might also be kind of good for this. I was a little mean
I'm
about
giving this. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, this is a solid mod pizza for me.
Okay. I consider mod and Pyology too similar, so I think I'm going to give this the... No, I'm just going to give this like a classic like New York style pizza. Like a thin with a nice little bread underneath it, with the cheese, like really nice and big, get it for like $4 even with inflation, on any corner till 4 a.m. Nice and reliable, representative of a city. I think I'm going to get pizza after this, that's for sure. Yes, this has been Audio Face. In the members portion, we'll be talking about the Beyonce post-album rollout fallout. Many, many more fun things that we usually get up to in the members portion. What does it mean to play us out? You can find Audio Face Pod on Twitter and Instagram at Audio Face Pod. Sean can be found on Twitter and Instagram at SW Suarez. I can be found on Twitter and Twitch at Dan from the Web, and on Instagram and TikTok at Dan from the Internet. I did it. And audioface.show for the most recent episodes of Audio Face. Of course, become a Syndicate 23 member to get the bonus episodes that we do every single week and all the archive episodes, the glorious, glorious archive of Audio Face. And to get bonus episodes early, like our Muse retrospective bonus. People really, really love our retrospective episodes. And I'm really excited to get to do this Muse one. That's going to be coming next week for Syndicate 23 members and then later in the month for everyone else. So become a Syndicate 23 member to get it first. Join.syndicate23.co. Cheers.
Aye.